他只活了42岁。
He only lived to be 42 years old.
一生妻离子散。
A lifetime of separation.
兄弟反目，穷困潦倒。
Brother and brother, they are at odds and in dire straits.
却被亿万读者奉为精神导师。
However, it was highly praised by millions of readers as a spiritual mentor.
贾平凹当众承认不如他有才，大佬陈忠实公开袒露。
Jeer Pingo publicly admitted that he was not as talented as the big shot Chen Zhangxi and publicly revealed it.
对他的敬佩。
His admiration.
他死后。
After he died.
中国作协亲自出马。
China Writers Association takes the lead.
为他塑像。
Build a statue for him.
中央总台耗巨资为他拍摄纪录片。
CCTV spent a fortune to film the documentary for him.
官方更是花了整整2年时间给他建了座占地5332平的纪念馆。
Furthermore, the government spent a full 2 years building a memorial for him, which covers an area of 5,352 square meters.
他就是茅盾文学奖获得者，平凡的世界。
He is the winner of the Plain World Award.
作者
Author
路遥，这样一位牛逼哄哄的大作家。
Lu Yang, such a brilliant and accomplished writer,
怎么会沦落到众叛亲离的下场呢？
How could he end up in such a state of being betrayed by his friends and family?
今儿咱就聊聊这个原因啊。
Today, let's talk about the reasons.
得从他特殊的童年经历说起。
It must start with his special childhood experiences.
1949年
1949,
路遥出生在陕西清涧县。
Lu Yang was born in Qingjin County, Shaanxi.
一个贫困的农民家庭。
A poor farmer family.
穷到什么程度？
How poor are you?
7岁那年。
7 years old.
一个半大孩子正长身体呢。
A young boy is growing up.
父母实在养不起了。
Parents are really not able to support me.
把他过继给了伯父家。
He was adopted by his uncle's family.
奈何伯父家也不宽裕。
Unfortunately, my uncle's family is not wealthy.
年幼的路遥经常饥一顿饱一顿。
Young Lu Yao often ate and didn't eat.
连出去疯跑的力气都没有。为改变命运
Without the power to change fate,
他只能拼命学习。
He could only study hard.
好不容易考上高中。
It was hard to get into high school.
伯父却非要他弃学务农。
However, his father insisted that he study farming.
他一声不吭。
He remained silent.
往床上一躺，开始绝食。
Lie down on the bed and start suicide.
您听听，一个半大孩子拿命当筹码。
Listen to a teenager using his life as a bargaining chip.
跟大人谈判。
Negotiate with adults.
眼看人要不行了。
Seeing someone about to faint.
伯父终于松了口。
Finally, my uncle loosened his tongue.
这书是拿命换来的。
This book was bought with my life.
即便上了学
Even after going to school,
他依然吃不饱。
He still can't eat enough.
要靠挖野菜
To rely on digging for wild vegetables.
维持生命
Maintain life.
可那时候他心里有希望
And he had hope in his heart.
坚信
I believe,
只要考上大学就能咸鱼翻身。
As long as you get into college, you can turn your life around.
然而
However,
一场运动到来
A sport has arrived,
彻底打碎了路遥的幻想。
completely shattered the illusion of the road.
高考取消了。
The Gaokao National Higher Education Entrance Examination has been cancelled.
他成绩再优异。
Even if he is outstanding in his studies.
也不得不回老家务农。
I had no choice but to return to my hometown to farm.
可这后生没认命。
But the young man didn't give up.
他不停寻找进大学的机会。
He was constantly looking for opportunities to get into university.
却因为没人脉。
However, due to a lack of connections,
没背景。
No background.
屡屡被拒。
Repeatedly rejected.
直到1973年才以工农兵学员的身份被延安大学收留。
Until 1973, he was admitted to Yan'an University as a student with a background in workers, peasants, and soldiers.
大学期间
,during the semester,
他穷得要命，成天穿一身灰扑扑的卡。
He was so poor that he wore a tattered gray suit all the time.
其服
,their clothes,
把一碗开水冲的菜汤。
A bowl of soup made with hot water.
当佳肴，连睡觉盖的被子都是后来的妻子。
When the dishes are so delicious that even the bed covers are made by the future wife.
当时的女友琳达看他可怜自助的。
Linda, his girlfriend at the time, saw him as pitiful and decided to help him.
我跟您说。
I'm telling you.
那时候的爱情就是一碗热汤。
Back then, love was like a hot bowl of soup.
一床薄。
One bed.
被带着苦味的暖。
The bitter warmth.
正所谓吃的苦中。
This is a saying that means that one should learn from their mistakes and not repeat them.
苦方为人上人。
Bitter is the way of the righteous.
在苦难的浸灌下路遥的文学天赋全面爆发。
Under the oppression of the Forbidden City, Lu Yao's literary talent fully blossomed.
1976年
1976,
他凭中篇小说惊心动魄的一幕。
He is known for his thrilling short stories.
一举拿下全国优秀小说奖。
Won the National Outstanding Novel Award.
一夜之间
In a single night,
他的名字传遍文坛，海量的名和立项潮水般纷至沓来。
His name has spread throughout the literary world, and countless famous and influential figures have come and gone.
可跟名利一块来的。
Those who can achieve success and wealth.
还有数不清的压力与麻烦。
There are countless pressures and troubles.
听说他成名了，亲爸亲妈。
I heard he became famous. His parents were there.
伯父
Uncle
伯母一干
Ma'am
兄弟姐妹
Brothers and sisters
全都指望他接济。村里的乡邻
All of them were hoping he would have sex with the villagers.
远方的亲戚纷纷写信。
Relatives from afar wrote letters.
要他帮扶。
Ask him for help.
他不忍拒绝，忙。
He couldn't bear to refuse the busy work.
能帮则帮，钱。
If I can help, I will help.
能借则借，为给弟弟王天乐某个好前程。
If I can, I will, for the sake of my younger brother Wang Tanel's future.
他甚至拉下文人的脸面。
He even pulled the faces of the scholars.
四处求人。
Search everywhere.
把王天乐招到铜川矿务局。
Ring Wang Tanel to the copper mine.
当采煤工人，又费巨大力气。
When the coal miners exerted great effort,
先后把他调到延安报和陕西日报。
He was successively transferred to the Yan'an Daily and the Shaanxi Daily.
当记者，多番折腾。
After repeated efforts by the reporter,
几乎耗尽他所有积蓄。
He almost exhausted all his savings.
加上和琳达组成家庭，家用开销猛增。到1982年小说《人生》获奖时
，In 1982, when Linda and I formed a family, our household expenses increased dramatically.
他连去北京领奖的路费都没有，窘迫之下。
Under the circumstances, he couldn't even afford the travel expenses to go to Beijing to receive the award.
厚着脸皮找王天乐借钱。
I mustered up the courage to ask Wang Tianle for a loan.
王天乐百般不乐意，碍于兄弟。
Wang Tianle was unwilling and annoyed because of his brother.
情谊。
Friendship.
借了他500块。
I borrowed 500 yuan from him.
而这500块加上200块奖金
，and this 500 plus 200 bonus，
又都被讲义气的路遥花在了宴请。
They all wasted their efforts and principles on entertaining.
朋友上
，friend，
您频频在他心里
，you keep popping into his mind。
脸面和情谊比肚子和路费沉得多。
Face and friendship are more important than food and money.
不可，他的慷慨与感恩。
But his generosity and gratitude
落在琳达眼里。
In Linda's eyes,
就是败家和愚蠢。
It's all about being wasteful and foolish.
琳达越看他越不顺眼。
The more Linda looked at him, the more she disliked him.
天天找茬吵架。
Every day we argue and bicker.
骂他不是个好丈夫。
He is not a good husband.
更不是个好父亲。
He is not a good father.
面对琳达的劫难。
In the face of Linda's plight.
路遥任骂任怨。
Lu Yao, a woman, is angry and complaining.
从不回嘴。
Never return.
可奇怪的是
，Interestingly,
1985年秋天
，Autumn of 1985,
路遥突然离家出走。
Lu Yao suddenly ran away from home.
不告而别。
Leave without saying goodbye.
琳达以为他在跟自己怄气。
Linda thought she was provoking him.
其实他是钻进了铜川陈家山煤矿的破窑洞。
Actually, she had fallen into the broken mine shaft of Chen's mine in Chuan County.
为写《平凡的世界》收集素材。
To collect materials for writing a world of ordinary people.
也把自己彻底关了进去。
Shut yourself off completely.
拿命创作。
Create with all your might.
那窑洞窗户透风，墙上掉渣。
The window of the courtyard house has a ventilation wall.
他每天睁开眼就写，写到睡着。
He would open his eyes and start writing and continue writing until he fell asleep.
饿了啃馒头。
I'm hungry, I'll eat a steamed bun.
渴了喝凉水。
Thirsty, drink cold water.
写到悲伤处。
To the point of being sad.
流着泪给王天乐打电话。
Paul Wang Tianle crying.
让他赶紧过来。
Let him come over quickly.
一趟。
One time.
王天乐风尘仆仆赶来。
Wang Tianle arrived, looking tired and worn.
却见他泪流满面地说。
However, he was seen crying.
田小霞死了。
Ken Zyroxier died.
反应过来。
Realize.
田小霞是书中角色的。
Ken Zyroxier is a character in the book.
王天乐气得咆哮，你已经成弱智了。
Wang Tianle was furious and shouted, you've become a fool.
为这么些不上串的事儿。
For such trivial matters.
叫我跑来。
Come here.
别人知道
，others know，
肯定认为咱们是精神病，和王天乐一样不理解的。
I firmly believe that we are just as clueless as you and Wang Tamil.
还有琳达，她怨恨路遥为文学。
Linder, I'm so sorry for what happened to Lu Yao.
忽视家庭，
Ignore the family.
对妻儿不闻不问，闹着要离婚。
He neglected his wife and children and demanded a divorce.
肉体的苦修，
Physical practice.
加上精神的重压
Add the mental pressure.
无形中为路遥的早逝埋下了伏笔。
This subtly foreshadowed the early death of Lu Yao.
1988年
1988.
平凡的世界横空出世。
The world of ordinary people emerged.
轻松拿下矛盾。
Easily resolve conflicts.
文学奖。身无分文的路遥再一次找到王天乐。
Once again, Lu Yao, a literary award winner with no money, found Wang Tianlu.
王天乐把一沓钱甩在他面前。
Wang Tianlu threw a stack of money in front of him.
撂下一句
A single sentence.
比陕北冬天还冷的话。
If it's colder than the winter in Shaanxi.
今后你可千万别再获奖了。
Don't do that again in the future.
万一拿了诺贝尔文学奖
If I were to win the Nobel Prize in Literature,
我可给你找不来外汇。这句绝情话
I can't find a more ruthless saying than I can't find you foreign exchange.
重重伤到了路遥，一向好脾气的他第一次当众骂了句
Lu Yao, who was seriously injured, was the first time he had ever cursed in public.
去他妈的文学
Fuck literature.
您品品
Taste it.
这句骂骂的不是文学
This is not a literary work.
是这狗日的生活
This is a dog's life.
是众叛亲离的命
It is a matter of being betrayed by one's own people.
骂完没多久
Just a few minutes after scolding.
他倒下了，肝硬化腹水
He collapsed due to liver cirrhosis and ascites.
肚子胀得跟鼓似的，才
My stomach is so bloated that it feels like it's about to burst.
42岁老得像60岁的枯树皮，琳达终于来了。
42-year-old Linda finally arrived, looking like a 60-year-old old tree bark.
带着厚厚一沓纸放在他病床前。
He placed a stack of papers in front of his bed.
离婚协议书。
Divorce agreement.
离死神只剩3天。
Only 3 days left until death.
他颤抖着枯瘦的手签了。
He signed with a trembling hand.
1992年11月17日
November 17, 1992.
冷得嘎巴嘎巴响的清晨。
The cold rattling morning.
路遥走了。
Lu Yan left.
他活着的时候。
When he was alive.
妻离子散。
The wife is scattered.
兄弟成仇，连
brothers become enemies.
最后一口回家的气力都没剩下。
I had no strength left to go home.
可他死后，留下了一座5000多平米的纪念馆。
But after his death, he left behind a memorial hall of over 5,000 square meters.
留下了煌煌纪录片。
Left behind a documentary about anxiety.
留下了塑像。
Left behind a statue.
更重要的是
More importantly,
他留给亿万普通人的是那部垫在枕头底下。
He left behind a book that people could keep under their pillows.
能在绝境里让人哭着读。
Able to make people cry when facing adversity.
读完又想笑着活下去的书
To read a book and then want to live happily
他写过一句话
He wrote a sentence
我一直记着生活
I always remember life
不能等待别人来安排，要自己去争取和奋斗。
He can't wait for others to arrange for him to go and fight.
这话从他嘴里出来。
This came from his mouth.
不是鸡汤。
不是鸡汤。
是真事儿。
It's true.
他谁也没等来。
He didn't wait for anyone.
就靠自己把这条命烧到了最后一寸。
Just relied on myself to burn this life to the very end.